Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all.
Better. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Let's Get It Together and Reap More with your host, Greg Hall. And we've got some exciting information planned for you. We are continuing with our series of From Zero to Financial Hero, How to Experience Substantial Financial Peace.
Disrupt. Okay, the economy has been disrupted and normal life has been disrupted big time this year, all right, because of a lot of crazy things happening, all right, things have been disrupted big time. Okay, think about this. Uber came along and disrupted the taxi industry, and then you had Amazon came along and disrupted brick and mortar retail sales. All right, and then Netflix came along and disrupted Blockbuster stores. Okay, and actually put them out of business. Okay, so there's been a lot of disruption. Now here's the thing. A major institution is about to be disrupted and disrupted big time. And that is the banking and investment industry is about to be disrupted. All right. The banking and investment industry is about to be
That means that
you should be considering other options, other places to put your money. Because putting it in a bank is unfortunately like burying it in the sand. Okay? Some of you will not say, buying the parables, whether there's a story in which the master gave 8 talents. He divided them up among 3 of his servants. He gave 1 5, he gave another 1 2, and he gave another 1 1. All right, the guy who has the 5, he doubled his. The guy who has the 2, he doubled his. But the guy who has the 1, very big. And that's kind of like what people are unknowingly doing by putting their money in the bank, because here's the real deal. Now, let's listen very carefully. The banks are paying less than 1% interest on your money every month. All right, and at the same time, you have the advent of what is called cryptocurrency. All right. That the advent of cryptocurrency. Okay, now here's the connection. Think about it. When you use your credit cards and your debit cards, there's no money being exchanged. It's all plastic. And then it's computer entries back and forth. Well, the same thing is happening, all right, in the cryptocurrency space because of computerization. There's really no need for physical fiat money, which has been declining in value. All right. So, along comes cryptocurrency. The number one cryptocurrency is called Bitcoin. Okay, and basically it's just a computer issue. But it is extremely secure. It cannot be hacked. It cannot be changed. It is transparent. Okay, and basically universal value, the value of Bitcoin in the United States as the same as value of Bitcoin in Russia or in China or in Japan or in France. The value of the Bitcoin is the same. And it is what's called decentralized. It is not controlled by the Federal Reserve Bank or any central bank. Right. It is done. It is like it's not really controlled by anyone because basically it's hundreds and thousands of computers that are simply in agreement. Right. And the persons, you know, I don't want to go into a whole explanation, but this is the trend, it is the way. Let me share with you that Bitcoin has increased. Has more than doubled in value in the last 10 weeks. More than doubled. All right. So what does that mean? That means that if you are putting your money in a bank and getting less than 1%, you are cheating yourself. All right, because you would do so much better simply by putting it into crypto. Currency. You don't necessarily have to understand it all, but understand that it is far more lucrative than putting the fear.
Definitely consider, let's see, definitely should consider making a change in that area. All right, now let's see what's happening here. I have, I must be honest, I have some crazy situations happening right now as I'm preparing to leave town for an emergency trip. All right, and so it's creating a little situation here that that I have to attend to, and let's see, we may have to take a little commercial break. However, my computer is acting crazy. All right, let's see if I can Let's see if I can go to a little commercial break right here or a music break or whatever, because I'm getting a little emergency situation in terms of calls that I need to attend to. All right, but anyway, we're talking about Bitcoin. And in connection with the Bitcoin, we've been sharing with you a project that we have since changed. Okay, we have mentioned a project called the Daisy Project. Okay, we mentioned the Daisy Project, and the Daisy Project was scheduled to launch on December the 15th. All right, and let's see. Let's see what's happening here. However, that launch was delayed until December the 25th. Now, what happened was the Daisy Project ran into some problems in terms of the new working on what's called the need for a VPN, a
21st.
Okay? Now, here's what's happening. The launch date was changed to the 21st. And let me see. First of all, let me just see. Reverend Martin, you there? Okay. Dr. Robinson, are you there? Okay, maybe he didn't tune in just as of yet, because I think we're going to have to take a brief break for a minute and
gotta keep the faith on mine. Oh, the hurt that hinders, it will fade away. Yes, it will now.
But I know someone who will come for you. And when your hope is gone, he will bring you through. Oh, yeah, yeah.
If we come together hand in hand,
hand in hand.
If we stand,
I'm not giving a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Come on.
Famine and diseases, you're the plague of land today.
Forgive their sins and heal their land. For their young sister in South Africa, for their young brother in Nigeria.
Hallelujah. For my brothers and sisters in New York City, God is still in the healing business. Let's come together.
Direction. Gray Boy, D. Lawrence, choir music. It's a Chicago thing.
Hey.
When they what? That's right, y'all. Tell them about it.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. You're listening to the Neo Nation with your host, Greg Hall. Reed Moore, what we're talking about tonight. I'm in the building, y'all. Hopefully y'all are having a wonderful, wonderful evening. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. To all my callers, we might be experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties, but when a major movement is about to happen, sometimes you got to jump in there and do what you need to do. The Neo Project and the Remore team and staff and the people, the elders, are really working hard to make an impact in the community everywhere, not just in the 48 contiguous states, but in all 270 countries across the globe. And we are constantly dealing with people internationally, nationally, overseas, around the corner. We are here to change the world by teaching and preaching and actually doing what we say we're going to do, because if we don't hold each other accountable, nobody else will. And I believe nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. So we have to wake up. It's a fight out there. Every day we got to get up, put out a lot of energy to make a lot of things happen. We never know who or what or where things are going to happen. We have setbacks. The car broke down today. We just stopped. This car died. When the car died, you got an option to either cry about the spilled milk or fix it. And sometimes we have to utilize the resources we have to fix our situation. So I'm really looking forward to tonight's broadcast. Shouts out to Mr. Hall and the whole team and everybody that's doing that thing behind the scenes that you don't see. And the ones that you can see, kudos to you, because you're willing to go first on the front line. Once again, my name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I approve this message. I see you in the building, Jermaine Super Jackson. He got a hot radio station. We two off of radio, doing a lot of things. We got a lot of movement. I really appreciate everybody chiming in. We definitely are opening as many lines as we can. We want to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to speak. I can't express to you enough how much your opinion, your facts, your life, your perception, everything is important. We are here to change the world, and we have to do it together. That's why we're here. Everybody working together makes easier work. I believe that ants, they all work together to look for a slice of bread and make sure it goes back to where it needs to be. So if we just keep that same attitude and that gratitude, we gotta really come up, like really, really come up. We can't help who is going to take the time out to not be on our team. We want to work with the people that are on the team that's doing what they need to do. I definitely want y'all to reach out to me direct. If y'all are calling in and y'all can't get through, send me a text at 615-554-9830. That's 615-554-9830. Everybody is important. We get on these radio shows, definitely be ready to ask questions, definitely be ready to take notes. You don't know what's going to be your breakthrough, and you don't know how God is going to bless you. And after pastoring for over 17 years, I've seen God change everything in a blink of an eye. Now, this is the first weekend before Christmas, and this is like the 12 days to Christmas. It's pretty much the countdown. So no matter what goes on, we're going into a new year. So don't wait till January to start your New Year's resolution. Start today. Start working with new people. Start looking for new opportunities. Now, remember, we are put on this earth to bless one another. If we don't open up doors for each other, we can't go forward. Sometimes you have to take the initiative, open up the door, open up that situation, and then let the person walk through it for themselves. And then in some cases, when a person do open a door for you, you got to say, hey, this door is for me. You know, sometimes I've seen women, when we go into a grocery store, into like a Dollar General or a Family Dollar or something, and you open a door for them, and they say, I could do it myself, like a child. And sometimes you need to get help. And there's nothing wrong if you got 10 bags and you got a big DKNY bag and you trying to get out of the door, let me open the door for you. If we help each other, we can definitely make more avenues open for everybody. I don't know. I don't know how many people we got on the line, but I do know we have a very large database, over 4,500 radio stations. I do know that there's a lot of people that's been working with this network for a very long time, for many years. I've been around this network for at least 5 years now myself, and I see that this network is growing. Brother Greg, he is making moves up in New York, and he has the major radio network. So we got New York radio in the building. We got Florida radio in the building. And not to mention we're global. So the whole whole idea is I don't know who and where your blessing's going to come from. I never put God in a box, but I do know if you're not receiving the blessing, you can't get blessed. So it's not about me. It's all about you. I really want y'all to really pay attention to what Brother Gray has to say. I definitely want y'all to impart, if you haven't already, push the number one in your keypad so you can open the line. You can be addressed. Brother Greg, are you with us, sir? Okay. We're having a whole lot of technical difficulties, and I know the lines are flooded. And as he's welcoming in the calls like a good usher, I'm really serious and adamant about helping this world get right. And it's not me just me being me. I really believe that everybody under the sound of my voice is looking for a change in 2021. 2020 changed the world for everybody. We for so many years, for the last 20 years in the entertainment industry and all industries, we was talking about what was going to happen with the Y2K. When the world didn't end in 2000, we was like, okay, back to work. Then we all focused on 2020. And where we are as a people, we are lacking resources. And it's not saying that we're not resourceful people, but without us working together, those resources can't be put to their proper etiquette. And without us not understanding our positions, we really can't open up the doors. So, again, everybody has something different to bring to the table. A shout out to all my winning team members. We 300 strong. We've been doing it for a long time. I've been away. I've been working in the lab. I've been working on a lot to get the year-end things done. And there's a lot of people who got these stimulus package, these PPP loans. And a lot of money was transferred this year, and a lot of things changed. So no matter at what level they change for you, just know there's people out here that's praying for you. We got your back. We understand that you're crying, you're hurting, you need help. We do have resources. That's why we have this radio show. This is all about putting it out there, what you need help with. Closed mouths don't get fed. So we can't read your mind. We can definitely read your Instagram and your emails, but we can't read your mind. You have to put out the initial thoughts. And if you don't put out the initial thoughts, we can't take the time out to open the door up for the people who don't know about what your business, product, service, brand is. And if you don't have any of that and you just want to work for a reputable company and work with reputable people, well, you're in the right place. Hopefully I didn't go too deep, but I want to make sure that, again, if you got any questions, comments, complaints, anything about what I just said, reach out to me directly, 615-554-9830. I'm definitely a real person. I like to take the calls myself. I like to find out who, what, where, and why you're calling. And I want to find a solution for you. I don't have all the solutions, but I do know people. And in some cases, it's just a one phone call away, but you have to pick up the phone and dial. They had this song by Diana Ross that said, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. And I believe that we as people are all one step away from being homeless. So when we look at the people that we walk past every day in front of these gas stations and grocery stores, we don't know their story. We don't know where they came from. And we don't know how they got there. So we can't be condescending. The flip side of the coin is some of those people are the most wise, intelligent people, and they're in a transitional stage. So the more help that we put out there in the universe, the faster it comes back to us. At the same time, we're not blessing people to get blessed. We're blessing people because it's the right thing to do.
Pastor Don, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Apparently, I had myself on mute. Okay. A couple of things I want to. This has been a crazy, crazy day, and a lot of has been happening today and this week. I just want to share. Well, first of all, we do have at least one more caller on the line. Well, actually, two more. And I don't want to. Let me open up the mic of 904-600. And so your mic is open, and any questions, any comments? I know you haven't heard anything because I haven't shared anything. I was I had a technical problem. I actually just got back on the air right before you called, Pastor Dom. And I do want to share with the audience. Here's the real deal, to make it short and sweet. the banking and investment industry is about to be disrupted. I'll use the word disrupted. Okay, just think of what happened in the taxi industry with Uber. All right, think of what happened with Blockbuster. Okay, Blockbuster, Netflix actually put Blockbuster out of business. So this sort of thing is going to be happening in the banking and investment industry. So now is the time for you to go online. If you don't know anything about the cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin, you need to do some homework. You need to do some research because this is what is happening right now. Bitcoin in the last 10 weeks has more than doubled. It's increased about 125% in the last 10 weeks. Now, I have a project that I'm working on, and the site is noneedtorecruit.com. I'll be working with a company called Mira Trading International. And the bottom line is that Mira Trading International will pay you more interest in 3 days than the bank pays in the whole year. All right, now you have to, you do have to set up, this is a crypto opportunity, you do have to set up a crypto wallet. All right, so what I'm asking persons to do is to, there's a number of things. When you go to that site, noneedtorecruit.com, there's going to be two links to something called Clicksters. And what is Clicksters all about? Clicksters is like a little marketing strategy that I am using. It is a very shareable app. And for persons who want to take advantage of the affiliate program in this Mira trading, in other words, here's the deal with Mira. As I said, you can earn more interest in 3 days than you can in a year. Basically, you come in at a minimum of $100. Okay, but you can increase your earning potential by sharing it with other persons. Now, this app called Clicksters, that's a part of that site. It's a very shareable app, and basically I've used it because of that fact. You send it to someone. It's about the program itself. The Clicksters program is a program where you can get paid for watching videos, but it is in what's called beta. It has not launched yet. But the app can be used to share with other persons, and everything is tracked. So it's a very, very easy way to build a downline, as it's called, or an infrastructure. And what people sometimes don't get is that this opens the door for multiple streams of income. There are many network marketing opportunities out there, and the idea is you could have your downline or your infrastructure already in place simply by using this Clicksters app, because it's going to you send it to someone, they join the program, they put down their name, their email address, their phone number, and they make up a password, and that is it. And then you'll be assigned your own, link, which is going to be clicksters.com/5, and that is it. It is very, very good for serving that purpose. So in other words, it makes sense. Why not earn more interest in 3 days than the bank is paying you in the whole year? And that's a way of definitely increasing your money with your money. And so besides the fact that I said it positions you to create multiple streams of income. So that's noneedtorecruit.com. Now, here's a couple of things. If you already have a crypto wallet, then somehow you have to let me know. Because here's what I'm going to do. When a person fills out that Clicksters app, what they could do is they could, again, let me know by text or by calling me. I'll give you the number in a minute. Let me know. Maybe you could just put like a M to let me know, M standing for Mira, right? The deal is called Mira Trading International. Let me know that you're interested in that. And if you already have a wallet, you could just put maybe WA, in other words, like in parentheses after your name, or just text me. I already have a wallet, or or just put if you don't have a wallet, just text me no wallet interested in Mira. You know, just send me a text. My number is 347-277-2196. I'll repeat that. 347-277-2196. Now that information is in at the site at noneedtorecruit.com. I have two links, and the link which says Reap More Podcast will tell you about the podcast that you're listening to right now, and it'll give you my number as well as my email address, which is reapmorenow@gmail.com. reapmorenow@gmail.com. So here's what's happening, folks. First of all, I want to respond to the callers that I see, and then I may do something that I've never did before, and that is that I may have to end the show a little early. Bottom line is that I'm in the middle of an emergency situation due to the fact that there was death in my family. All right, so I may have to end the show prematurely, but I do want to at least acknowledge those persons who have taken the time to call in. So we're going to start with 559-977. Let me open your mic, and any questions, any comments?
Hello, how you doing? No, I just kind of had a comment because I heard you say, you know, like now's the time to I took it as like take your money out the bank and put it into Bitcoin, but I agree with everything you said. There's a lot of possibilities, you know, to gain from Bitcoin. But to be fair and talk about the whole side of it, there's also a big downfall. You know, like I wouldn't recommend Bitcoin for anyone who's not responsible enough to keep track of their information, because it is, if you lose it, it's done. There's no getting into it. There's no I forgot the password buttons. Like you lost it. You know, I did that. I lost a lot of money, but I lost the paper I wrote down the number on. And then two, you know, it does fluctuate. If you were lucky enough, like when I first heard about Bitcoin, that thing was, it was years ago and it was worth $1,500. And I remember like, I'm not going to pay $1,500 for one Bitcoin. Well, I wish I would have, because now it's like 22,000, I think it is, or at least last night it was up to that. And, you know, so that would have been great. But on the flip side, you know, if I bought it now for 22,000 and in a week it goes down to 6,000, I'm out that money, right? To my knowledge, I think I'm out that money.
Let me just correct you on that one though, because you can buy fractions of a Bitcoin. In other words, they call it a Satoshi, and it is 1/1,000,000th of a Bitcoin. A Bitcoin is divided up into 1,000,000 parts, so you can buy a fraction of the Bitcoin. And let me just share with you also that you do have to keep track of your numbers. Mm-hmm. That I have to agree with you, because if you lose your numbers, you know you may lose your money. But you can buy fractions of a Bitcoin. And what I would recommend is, you know, going in for a small amount, you know. And for example, the opportunity that I recommended, I don't know if I didn't mention that you can withdraw. You know, so you really don't need those. You know, if you have your wallet, right, your wallet will show you your numbers, right? Just by going to it. I mean, at the very least, you would have to remember, you know, your password to get into your wallet. You don't necessarily need the words themselves, because I know like the system is now generally they give you 12 words. And you have to write those words down, keep them in a secure place. But to get into the wallet, all you need to know is your password, you know, your email address and your password. Some sites do what they call a double verification, where they will send a code to your phone and then have you verify that code. But but as I said, you can withdraw. The one that I recommended, you can withdraw your money. So if you know, if you're let's say you're getting ready to move or something, you're afraid you might lose the paperwork, just take your money out.
Yeah.
As long as you remember your password to actually get into the wallet. So for the most part, it's secure. But yeah, you gotta what I did was I put it in my phones, and just it's very rare that I would lose my phone, but you should have a backup system, because Bitcoin has increased by 125% in the last 10 weeks.
Yeah,
it's just been going through the roof. It's been shooting up. And this Mira trading deal, not only, is your Bitcoin going to increase, but they're going to pay you interest. As I said, you're going to get more interest in 3 days than the bank is going to pay you in 1 year. And it compounds, and you can make even more money by spreading the word with other persons. So it's a pretty good deal, but you do have to, to guard and make sure that you don't lose your words.
Do you know of a place that you can go and buy Bitcoin without having to create the a wallet per se? Because from what I heard from my little source, they said the reason why they did that, America did that, because the government was like, well, we can't tax the money because we don't even know whose money it belongs to, but with that wallet, in order to sign up for a wallet, you have to give all your information. So that's like America's way of tracking how much money everybody's getting.
And unfortunately, you do have to, in other words, whatever exchange that you go through, you will have to give, what they call KYC, Social Security number and the whole nine yards. Now that exchange in other words, they know that, okay, that you have involved yourself in Bitcoin, but they do not know how much you're, they do know how much you're sending because it has to go through them, but they don't know how much you're receiving, that part is anonymous. And so there's kind of like really no way of getting around that, because this has caused a real dilemma for the IRS, they have no way of taxing the money because they don't know how much it is. So for the first time in the 2020 tax return, they will be just asking a question about cryptocurrency, and it's going to be like an honor system.
Yep, last year, the 2019, they had that question, the whole honor system question. How much do you have? I don't know. I didn't do anybody's or nobody's got their taxes, and that had it. The question starts out, though, do you have Bitcoin? And I don't know what more it asked because, everybody clicked no, but I was like, dang, the government is getting mad.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I began by saying that the banking and investment industry, which are two very powerful industries, are about to be disrupted. And they just, it's really like no choice, because it's going to happen. Because the dollar is in such decline, and of course, adding to the decline of the dollar is the pandemic. So it's making the economy even more. And the real deal is, the Federal Reserve, they can't lower the interest rates any lower than what they are, because that's usually what happens to kind of stimulate the economy. They lower interest rates, but they're at rock bottom now. So it's nothing. It's nothing that can be done. So, but I would say, it would be wise to, I do not recommend anyone to take all their money out the bank. No, but, what you can afford, the real deal when it comes to investments is you risk what you can afford to lose, and leave it at that. But of course, just you got to keep it real. Keeping it in the bank is really, really, it's almost like burying it, because the interest rate is so ridiculously low. As opposed to the crypto opportunities, as you said, this one that I recommended called Mira Trading International, they are paying more in 3 days than what you would get in the bank in a whole year. It's compounded.
And
you can withdraw it any time.
And I'm not sure. Have you ever heard of Robinhood? It's actually like a stock trading.
Yes, app. I heard of Robinhood. I don't know too much about, but I know that they're into a. It's a stock situation, right?
Yeah. So, it definitely is. And there's a part on there that you can sign up for, though, to basically it's called cash management, and I highly recommend it because they the interest you know basically what they do they don't tell you this is what they do but this is what they do everybody's money goes into like a pot and they're basically making money off of it in a way you know they have it in a bank that's making money so they're able to pay you money but honestly. Other than, like, I haven't checked out. I'm going to check out the one you're speaking of. But as far as just a place where your money can sit, they pay a really good interest. Like, you know,
okay.
better
All
than
right.
they. You know? So I definitely,
yeah.
you know, they have crypto yeah. on there, too. So, yeah, check that one out also because that's a good one.
Right. Check out, it's called Mirror Trading International. It's been in the United States for over about a year and a half. There are some other ones, but... one that I know of, one that I have been involved in, but what happened is they ran into some kind of regulatory problems and they ceased doing business in the United States. But they had a very good plan in which they guaranteed the interest rate and your money, you know, you can make a withdrawal at any time. But as I said, they ran into some regulatory problems. So right now, from my research, that Mirror Trading is one of the best companies to go with, and that site that I mentioned is No Need to Recruit. It's a site that I put together because I have links to this program called Clicksters, which I'm using as a marketing strategy to help people spread the word. Everybody knows that, for example, gifting programs are very popular right now. So my strategy is, okay, let's use this app as a way of, like, having the people necessary for a gifting program or any program where the company rewards you for, you know, building a downline. And I don't like the word downline. I prefer the word infrastructure. But where you're rewarded for building a downline, then you could already have your people in place just by sharing this particular app, which is free. It tracks everything. It's a very good app. You know, it's very easy, you know, in terms of the link that you get. It's short and sweet. You know, how some of these links, they're so long and all these letters and ref code equals this, question mark, and all this. No, this is really, really simple. It's clicksters.com/5numbers. That's it. Everyone will see that's their invitational link. And then they have one, it's called the community tab, where you can see your downline. I think it's about 8 levels, which is most unusual. Most companies let you see maybe 1 or 2, but this goes 8 levels deep. So it's pretty good app. It's in reference to some program which hasn't launched yet, where you're getting paid very, it's not a lot of money, but it's very easy money to watch videos. But it's in what's called beta. It hasn't launched yet. Hmm?
You said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it was Clicksters.com.
Oh, yeah, Clicksters, and that's spelled with a K.
K-L-I-X-T-E-R
is how it's spelled. But when you go to that site, No Need to Recruit, I have 2 links to this Clicksters thing. And I try to explain that it's not really about Clicksters. It's about using the app to, you know, the same way people get on Facebook and they share the jokes and the recipes. So now you're sharing a business opportunity. And no, it doesn't cost anyone anything. It's completely free. So it's a great way to, you know, to build a downline, an infrastructure, you know, and then whatever you want to join, you already got the people. Follow the leader. You're already in place. It's my little marketing strategy. But the site, again, is No Need to Recruit. Okay, and maybe I should spell that out. That's N-O, No Need, N-E-E-D, 2-T-O, Recruit, R-E-C-R-U-I-T, okay, .com. Check that site out. And I'm going to be kind of just updating it a little bit because there's 2 videos. The second one teaches you all, gives you a little mini lesson in Bitcoin. But I really want to emphasize the importance of that Clicksters app. So if you go there, don't worry about how you have to spell it and all that kind of stuff because, you know, you'll see the proper spelling and you'll have the link to it. As all of that is at noneedtorecruit.com. All right. Let me Oh, any further questions?
Nope, that was all. I just said thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And
what's her name?
Yeah.
What's her name? What city and state is she calling from?
Oh,
okay. I didn't get your name.
Yeah, my name's Courtney. I'm calling from Fresno.
Courtney from Fresno.
I got the text from Dawn, I believe. That's what made me
that's
call.
That's Courtney.
Okay. Yeah, that's Courtney.
Hey, how you doing, sis? Okay, I got you logged in on the I'll take attendance. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
I apologize,
no
sir. She's good people, Greg. You should reach out to her. She got a radio network, and she's been doing it at a high level for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Pastor Don.
She has a radio network, and she's been working in the entertainment industry at a high level for a very long time.
All right. I should be making notes. Hold on just a minute. Let me just see if I can do something here. Let's see. Let me go to my notes section and jot down and make some notes of these. Okay, so, all right. This is to Courtney. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you can check my show. It's called Real and Raw Radio. It's on every Saturday from noon to 2 Pacific Standard Time on the J. King Network or Blog Talk as well.
I'm not too good at what they call multitasking, so you got to bear with me. I'm trying to jot down your name and number. Okay, let's see. But I would prefer to do it on my laptop, but my laptop is acting crazy at the moment. So I gotta do this little thing with my thumbs on my phone, which I hate to do. All right. But at any rate, okay, I'll put I have a reference here. Okay, let me see. Let me just indicate the name so I'll know who you are. So that's Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll be in touch. Perhaps we can do some networking.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's very important, because I have this podcast, but I also have I'm a co-host on a show on a major radio network, WPAT, on Wednesdays. But at any rate, let me open up the mics of these other callers. There's at least two other callers on the line, so I want to give them a chance to, have any questions or comments or statements or whatever, okay? All right, let me see. 615-554. Your mic is open.
Hey, man, that's me. You got me right.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yeah, super.
That's
you.
Okay.
On that 904 number.
Okay, 904-604-6-0-0. Let's see. Are
you
there?
Doing? How y'all doing today? Yes,
all
I'm
right.
here. How
and
y'all
I,
doing
who
today?
Who am I speaking with?
Jermaine Super
Jackson. Who am I speaking with?
Jermaine Jackson.
Jermaine Jackson.
Can you
all
hear
right.
Me?
That's a popular name. Okay.
Yes,
Jermaine
it is.
Jackson.
I got mine though a little bit before they became superstars. My auntie named her name was Elaine. That's the closest thing she can get to her name.
Okay. Okay, Brother
but
Jackson.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I got me a counter wallet, and I hadn't looked at this wallet in like 7 months. My Mac crashed, which I originally set it up on, but thanks to, the emails and whatnot, I was able to find it. But guess what? Those same 12 words you were just warning us about, they're in my broke laptop, and I can't log into my wallet. I got your project Daisy up right now, where it say find you can experience substantial financial increase without recruiting, the mirror
right,
trading.
Right.
I'm actually on the site now.
And right,
it looks
right,
pretty
right.
informative. I've done a little investing in Bitcoin via Cash App. And I see the increase in it. I wish I'd have got in on Bitcoin 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, it would have been beautiful. But I really am interested in your different programs. I'm looking at both of them right now. I like, and I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to watch the videos once we get off of this call. But this is what we need as a people. We need this kind of information to be shared among us. We share a lot of stuff, but no one really ever shared with us how to be financially successful. And up until now, it wasn't even cool really to talk about money. As y'all remember, that was like a taboo conversation. That's something that they didn't do. But now that, thanks to the pandemic and all of that, people have become a little more open and sharing with each other, because now they don't have no choice. You know, you can't click up with your normal click no more. So it's a little open field for us all. And I'd like to invite you to share this information with some of my listeners. Like I say, I have a radio station. I actually have two of them. But it's Too Raw for Radio, man. We have a listening clientele of young people that's pretty much under the age of 50, working class, students, you know what I'm saying, and those that are unemployed. And I believe that the information what you're sharing now would be a benefit to those people. So later on, after we finish the show, I'd like for me and you to get together to see how we can add this information to our listeners, and what can we do as a entity to help the progression of your movement.
Okay. Now, I must be honest. I was trying to multitask, trying to type in your name and number into another phone. I have a lot of equipment. I have a tablet. I have a laptop, and everything is acting crazy tonight. And so I'm relied on for my phones. So you were saying that you have your own show as well?
Oh yes, I have an actual station. I have two stations. One of them is WQRN 98.3 The Voice, and the other one is WJXN 109.3 Too Raw for Radio. Right now, we're putting most of our focus on the Too Raw for Radio station. It's uncensored, uncut, and it's just like it says, Too Raw for Radio. And a lot of the music that's coming out falls into that category. So it's our way of teaching and an introduction to the world of radio to a lot of these independent artists, new and old. It's like the doorway to swing into something much larger. I'm also an AR of Dog Sled Music Group and a distributing partner of that same label. So we offer, you know, 8-week promotional plan. We offer radio campaigns and so forth. And so on. We offer global distribution, whether it be physical or whether it be digital. And when I say digital distribution, I do mean on all other platforms. We're the only people that get you in Korea for real. That really put you in China and so many different places. It's like, it's a serious situation, and it's owned by a black female. And she's built something over the last 21 years. And by the grace of God, through Pastor Don, I was introduced to this situation a couple of years ago. And I've been a member of the winning team now for a hot minute. I'm happy and proud to be a member. And it's dealing with members like us that I've grown to what I mean, I'm not, and to see where I'm going. And I thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, for sharing this information, man. Like, really thank y'all. Because if it wasn't for this conversation, I'd have never thought to go back to my counter wallet. Man, I like I told you, I ain't looked at it no.
Right. Yeah, because as I was saying, Bitcoin has more than doubled in the last 10 weeks. It's went up about 125%. And it is estimated that in the next year, in 2021, the spread is anywhere from, it's currently about 23,000. It's estimated that it may go as high as between $100,000 to $300,000 in 2021, in the upcoming year. So it's definitely something that you want to have in your portfolio. Even if you just have a small amount, you know, it's worth, in other words, it's a matter of risk versus reward. So you risk a small amount and the reward could be really, really great. And yeah, it's all about networking. I'm a big fan of networking, because what I find is that everybody wants to do their own thing. But I think that to some extent that's being selfish, and you find yourself taking the local when you could be on the express if you're willing to share and, you know, work with other people. So I definitely will be reaching out to you, and I'll tell you the truth. I stayed on because I wanted to respect persons like yourself who had called in. Basically, I don't see anyone else in what's called the queue to open up their mic and have anything to say. So I'm going to
thank you, and my condolences to you and your family for your loss.
All right, yeah, you heard me say that. Yeah, I had death in my family, and some crazy things have been happening even tonight, because I'm leaving town early in the morning to attend the funeral service for my sister who passed a couple of days ago. So and then I've been getting some really, really crazy. I was gonna end the show a long time, at least an hour ago, but I said, well, you know, maybe I should, because I was off the air for at least 20 minutes because of, you know, technical complications. Then when I came back on, I saw Pastor Don, and then the other, you know, you and Sister Courtney, your numbers were in the queue. So I said, well, I can at least be kind enough to, acknowledge these persons who have called in, because you never know. You never know who's on the who's on the line, you know. All right. So, but you are. So you said your name is Jermaine Jackson.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Well, that's what I have. That's what I indicated. That's
the
what
phone
I indicated
number is
in my phone. So I definitely appreciate you guys. I'm gonna put some music on. And I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to end the show a little early. Oh, not, you know, about 15 minutes early. But I will definitely reach out to you, brother, when I get back in town. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Safe travel.
My name is Gregory Hall.
Yes, sir. I have you written down. Your phone number is 347-277-2196, correct?
That's it. That's it. Right. Yeah, all my information is on that link.
Gmail.com, correct?
What's that?
ReachMoreNow@gmail.com, correct?
That's it. Right. You obviously clicked the link, right?
Oh, yes, I'm actually looking at it right now.
Okay, great.
I'm on the website. Like you, I'm actually, see, this pandemic thing, it forced a lot of us to work from home, so I had to set up an actual radio studio in my home. So now, that being the case, I'm like you. I got a tablet, a laptop, and some more screens in front of me. So when you're running information, I'm typing it in. So I'm actually on the website now.
All right.
So
that
once
is
we
good.
Have the, I'm going to watch the business presentation.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's not too long, and it's very, very informative. All right, so at this point, I'm going to thank everyone for calling, and all I can say is please forgive me for ending the show a little early, but tune in again next week. And for those of you who just may be interested, as I mentioned, I am the co-host on WPAT 930 AM, and that's on Wednesdays from 3 to 6 p.m. So you can check me out there. On that show, I'm just the co-host, but that show reaches a pretty big audience. So again, thank everyone for tuning in. Be safe out there, and you know, spread the word, and tune in again next week. All right. Thank you very much.
come.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry. It's gotta get
better.
Oh, my goodness.